Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FBI informant Igor Deshenko is on trial for lying to the Bureau during the fictitious Russia collusion narrative against President Trump. Thursday's testimony revealed the FBI continued four times to use the information to obtain FISA warrants after the FBI understood the information was a lie. The trial is expected to continue next week. The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying, "Why didn't they ask him months ago to testify?" The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. He added that NATO expansion into Ukraine would pose a threat to Russia. This as Russia continues its terrorist campaign of long-range bombing of Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers are working at least four separate crime scenes. Another press conference is scheduled for Friday morning. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
The Supreme Court Thursday rejected without comment President Trump's bid to restore a special master power to review some 100 classified documents federal agents seized from his home. Trump claims he declassified the documents, which he had every right to do as president. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was hospitalized Thursday after he felt unwell at his McLean, Virginia home. McLean is a suburb of Washington, D.C. As a precaution, the 82-year-old Leahy was taken to a Washington area hospital for overnight observation. Leahy is not seeking re-election. The publication Nature is reporting an effort is underway to better study human brain development and diseases. Nature says many disorders such as autism and schizophrenia could have breakthrough results. To do so, scientists have transplanted human brain cells into the brains of baby rats, where the cells grew and formed connections. This is where the study is starting. Michigan State University President Samuel Stanley announced his resignation in a video message Thursday, saying he has lost confidence in the school's board of trustees. He had been with Michigan State for 3 years. One juror saves the life of the Parkland shooter, murderer.
Life in prison without parole is a Florida jury's recommendation for 2018 Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz. In Cape Coral, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he disagrees.
You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months. He's guilty. Everybody knew that from the beginning. And yet it takes years and years in this legal system that is not serving the interests of victims.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, we've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not relative truth. It's the truth, okay? We can't buy into these narratives and all this indoctrination that the mainstream media and the bureaucrats want us to believe in so they can keep their hands on the levers of power at our expense. Not only at our expense, but even for our very lives, when you have a president of the United States, which I don't know about you, I'm sorry, I still don't have a whole lot of confidence in Joe Biden, that he is the chief executive officer that we want, you know, keeping us out of a nuclear Armageddon that he says we're on the verge of. So matter-of-factly, like, why would you throw that out there? Especially when we're not getting any kind of vision and understanding of who you are, what you're about, other than your policies that are decimating this country and everyday Americans. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, by buying into the big lies that they continue to throw our way. Big lies that keep them in control, that we see are decimating our country right before our eyes. What kind of country are we going to turn over to our kids and our grandkids? What legacy do we have? Anything like the greatest generation? I don't think so, not hardly, embarrassingly. And I'll tell you, I just would rue the day that my grandkids would come to me and say, Grandpa, what did you do? Why didn't you say something earlier? What happened? So here we are, promoting the truth, trying to encourage you to pursue the truth no matter what it is. Now, we're standing by for Patrick Byrne right now. He's the former CEO of Overstock.com. He's on the line with us right now. He says the 2022 elections are quite perilous. Patrick, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, what an honor to be on your show again. Thank you so much.
Well, the honor is ours, Patrick. I just cannot thank you enough for your vigilance, your patriotism, to fight the good fight at an expense. I mean, this has come at a cost, but that's the price of freedom. We've known this from day one, and you really don't know it, and it doesn't become personal until you're the one that's investing in said freedom, do you?
Well, maybe that's a sad observation if it's true, but people should understand their personal investment in freedom if they have any understanding of what the real world is like, or the rest of the world is like and always has been for all of history until the USA came along. So they seem rather, I know life is tough, but they seem sort of spoiled to me that they're not, it's taken this long, let's say, for so many people to wake up to what's really going on, which is
exactly
really soft against our country.
No, without a doubt, that's exactly what happened in the 2020 elections, clearly. And you're going to have a manifestation of probably much of the same because they got away with it. I mean, this was so blatant. I mean, they just put all hands on deck for 2020. to come out with this outcome that is so incredulous that there's no way, Patrick, that I can get my brain around. I cannot make the numbers count the way they do. But they have done this. They've held to this narrative. Go ahead.
Well, we have, I mean, at this point, the intellectual debate's over. The DHS came out on June 3rd with a report that I think I facetiously say is titled the Patrick Byrne Was Right Again report. Mm-hmm. It was a report that just is that actually says instead of these machines being the most secure in history, they are riddled with nine major security flaws and that can't be mitigated. They don't even have mitigation patches for them. So they completely have caved about the machines. It's been buried in the press, but the DHS sees it themselves came out. In addition, the cloaked script that we've been alleging exists has been found. Mm-hmm. It was found in Mesa County, Colorado, the Tina Peters story, that there's absolutely a cloaked script with a new machine rigging that election. To be honest, I don't think it's out in the public yet, but just so you know, the people who did the forensics on Maricopa and people who did the Mesa County, Colorado report got together and combined their talents. And you may remember in Maricopa, Arizona, they deleted the election database before they complied with the subpoena. The night before they turned it over, they deleted it. Do you remember that?
Right. Yes, I do remember it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were able to undelete it. When they undeleted it, they were able to show that the 2020 election was rigged too. They found the same thing that happened in Mesa County, Colorado, which is that invisibly within the machine, a new illegal database was created and certain votes sucked over, certain other votes created and filled in and such. But that happened in the Mesa County, Colorado machines. That same, they tried to put it down to an operator. An operator made a mistake and tried to cover it up, but it was a complete lie. Mm. It happened in another election there, and the same exact sequence of events happened in Maricopa in 2020. So, and we're getting. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this seems to me to be a consistent pattern. So if we're finding the same thing in two different states, what about the other states?
Oh, with many, many more. It's now become, you know, another big admission from the government came out last month. Williamson County, Tennessee, which is to say Frankfort, had a municipal election in 2021, and a woman standing there just keeping track on Post-it notes discovered, well, I'm feeding 163 ballots into this machine to count. It's giving me only 79 votes out of it. And she started keeping track and saw a bunch of inconsistencies. They got the county got the state of Tennessee in. The state of Tennessee came in and reproduced it. So this whole batch is a ballot. You feed this ballot batch in of 179, and it creates the same 83 votes out of it over and over, no matter, and it's completely an error. They got the federal government involved, the EAC. The EAC got their two laboratories involved, and those two laboratories got the manufacturer involved, which is odd in itself, because normally you would resolve these things without asking the manufacturer, but so you could really, but they got Dominion involved. And Dominion's formal root and cause analysis is that there must be what they call erroneous code within the machine, but we can't find it. It within this certified machine, but we can't find it. Well, that thing now called the Williamson, called the Tennessee error, Fulton County, Pennsylvania did the same check on their machines. They found the same thing. It's pressing about 15% of the votes counted. Seven out of 18 machines in Williamson, Tennessee had that feature. In Frankfort, in Georgia, and I'll close on this. In Georgia, there's 159 counties, I think. They got 67 to cooperate to look into it. Of the 67, 65 have the erroneous code on the machines. So those machines, that make and model of machine counted 20% of U.S. votes on November 3rd, 2020. That the federal government and their root cause analysis is now saying, okay, there's erroneous code in this certified software and we can't find it.
We can't find it and we can't fix it. And that's...
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing here to see. And so then we move on, and then we continue the insanity by keeping the machines in operation for the midterm elections.
Yeah. Well, we're making it harder for them. If people will come out and vote and people will come out and work, the same thing that happened in Arizona. It takes, we got to hit them high and low at the same time. We have done a lot on election integrity. there's a lot more eyes out there. We need people to come out and vote in person. They have voted in person, no mail.
Ladies and gentlemen, you ask, what can you do? Patrick just gave you an idea of what you can do to save this republic. We've got more from Patrick Byrne on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Patrick Byrne continues with us, the former CEO of Overstock.com. Patrick, this has been a journey for you. Can you give us a little genesis of, you know, how you got here? I mean, because here you've enjoyed a successful, business career and background, and now you find yourself leading the charge for freedom
on behalf of us patriots. And we're grateful for that, by the way. Thank you.
Well, very generous of you. I don't feel of myself as I feel like I'm oiling the machining. I'm maybe the chief guy with an oil can that's oiling the machine. Everyone else is doing the work.
We all have a role to play, right? I mean, just like in Overstock, in that company, you don't build that company without people being in their right lane and complimenting the person next to them to be a force to contend with, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Well, we're all doing it together. To me, it's a real honor. It's like I wake up every day saying, geez, I get to do this. I get to do this.
Yes.
I get to take. Mm-hmm. And it actually started one way of thinking of it is in my 20s, I had cancer 3 times. I really spent my 20s as more or less an invalid and in the hospital for 3 years and then even out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And what I did with those years was I did a PhD in philosophy because I was so, and I encountered early woke out in the Bay Area, and I guess I kind of reacted against it. And I ended up switching from mathematical logic into studying the intellectual origins of the U.S. Constitution. So I'm one of those geeks that, well, there was a point, they could pretty much tell me any line in the Constitution. I could tell you where it traced back to what insight from one economist or what law. So I'm really very devoted to the Constitution. And I had this very strange thing happen in 2006. I don't know how much of my story you have, but in 2006, the Senate Judiciary Committee, a guy named Arlen Specter, I was working with them. Do you remember Arlen Specter?
If we were talking. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm tracking with you. Go.
I've got in a very famous fight with Wall Street from 05 to 08. I was out there publicly, like no CEO in history had ever done. I was going out there publicly talking about Wall Street's really corrupt. The SEC isn't doing anything about it, and it's all going to crater. And I knew exactly why, what was going on. And everyone sort of dismissed me for a few years until in 08, everybody got that I've been right. Well, in that time, I was interacting with Washington. I had all the proof. I was asked to take part in crimes. I was like out in the hedge fund community because you're the CEO of a public company. You're out there in the mix. You're out there with the bankers, right, the prime brokers. And eventually, after getting to know me a year or two, they asked me to take part in crimes. So it wasn't like a theory of mine when I walked into the government. And I did what I thought anyone would do. If you saw a little old lady getting mugged down an alley, you wouldn't walk by. You would, of course, go and do something about it. In this case,
of course,
I thought there was some fringe little criminal element in the hedge fund community that was up to some no good. And I went in, I tried to explain to the SEC, and then FINRA and New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ and the House Financial Services and the Senate Banking Committee and the Wall Street Financial Press. And what I discovered was it was all captured. It was all captured. It was all corrupt. And
yes, exactly.
In that process, I got working with the Senate Judiciary Committee, who turned out to be the only non-corrupt part of Washington, D.C. that I could find. And they had this, they basically set me to work meeting with the rest of the federal government and reporting back to them who was crooked and who was straight. It was a very odd year where I had kept myself meeting with the SEC and other politicians and trying to figure out who was like on the take or who was part of the solution, who was part of the problem. At the end of all that, and that led to this big investigation that's been publicly acknowledged, my role in that. I had a big part of investigation,
right,
and ended up like 120 people went to jail in that big investigation. I was bringing all this information, but to me, the information, there were two parts of the story. One was the underlying crime on Wall Street. That was an interesting story. But the real story, why is nobody in Washington, why are none of the institutions in Washington reacting like they should? This is what I was finding in like 05, 06, 07. The Senate Judiciary Committee asked me to spend in this very strange moment that I only came public about 2 years ago. They asked me to Washington one day and said, come alone, don't even bring a lawyer. And they told me the story that in World War II, there's been a king. Am I going on? Is this too more than you wanted to hear?
No. This is,
you got
my attention. Yeah.
They told me,
right,
we think you're right. We think that there's some sort of corrupt force taking over Washington, D.C., and we can't stop it. It's our job to stop it. We're the ultimate guardians of the Constitution. They had already explained this to me. Their mandate is to stop corruption. So anything they want to investigate under corruption means they get to investigate anything. If they think there's crime and corruption in the manufacture of nuclear weapons, they get to look into it, and nobody gets to say, well, you don't have the correct clearance. They had already opened the hearing. I have to learn all this about them. And they finally told me, we're going to show you this letter, and we're going to be with the president tomorrow night. And both, they said, this is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee standing in front of seven senators from both sides of the aisle, said, we think you're right. There's some sort of corrupt element taking over the U.S. The U.S. government, we can't stop it. And he went on painting this dismal picture until I finally said, sir, I know. That's what I've been saying. How do you stop something like that?
Right.
We're going to stop it because we have you, and you're going to stop it. We're going to be with the president tomorrow night. We're going to show him this letter. And you're never going to see a letter like this again the rest of your life. And they showed me this letter, and the letter, the first paragraph says something's on Senate Judiciary Committee stationery, and it says something about – and I've even named publicly the senators who were there. I'll tell you their names in a second. Because some of them are still there. The first paragraph said something about systemic corruption infiltrating the federal institutions of our nation's government. And the second paragraph said the Senate Judiciary Committee requests that Patrick Byrne be shown extraordinary latitude under the laws of the United States of America to investigate and disrupt corruption in the federal government. They told me this had been done once before in World War II. An American who had a lot of contact with the government, a Wall Street guy, was asked to – they were concerned about German sympathizers in the government, and an American was asked to sort of penetrate the government and find the German sympathizers. So since 2006, I have – and when I finished reading this letter, and they actually had me read this letter, they said I couldn't touch it. They said, this has not been done since World War II, but we've come, this is not a pardon. You can't go kill anybody. But short of that, this is going to make it really unlikely
that
the prosecutor ever touches you. It's going to sit the rest of your life in the safe. I'm a bachelor. I'm a bachelor with a very short life expectancy. And I've lived for 37 years in a sort of an end-of-life situation. So they put me on this kind of kamikaze mission. They'd gone to know me, Senator Specter and Senator Hatch in particular. I got to know me very closely.
Right.
And they put me on this. So that's what I did with my life. It's been 16 years.
Who was president at this time? This was in 08 with this letter?
Bush was president. But I've been, this was 06.
Bush, okay.
06. However,
okay, 06 when, okay.
Action from the president. What they told me was that they had the authority to do it. The word was that the Senate Judiciary's power to investigate corruption transcends every other power within government. And that was the precise phrase that the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee used with me in front of seven senators. And I'll even tell you who the senators were.
Yeah, go ahead. We got two minutes. I mean, hey, I appreciate the transparency here. Go ahead.
Among them were Patrick Leahy and Chuck Grassley, as well as Specter, who was a Democrat, who was a prosecutor turned Republican, who turned Democrat again at the end of his life. And he was sitting as a Republican, but had turned Democrat. And then there was Hatch, Crapo, Kit Bond, Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, and both Patrick Leahy and Senator Grassley have been majority leaders of the Senate Judiciary. But all they're telling journalists at the moment who ask is no comment, which is kind of funny because you would think that if I was lying about this, it'd be pretty easy for them to come out and say Byrne's lying about this. But no, so far all they're doing is saying no comment.
Yeah, they're covering themselves. I mean, this is the nature of the Beltway, how insidious it is. What do they expect? I mean, if they don't address the corruption, they were already saying back in 06, it is so far along here. Now it's fully metastasized, has it not, if I can use cancerous terms?
Yes, and it's taken the high ground. That's the problem. It's taken the high ground. Mm. But we've got it exposed. We have it beat, and we're going to win it. We're going to defeat it this election. But we need people to volunteer. Oh, can I give you a quick pitch on something? 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, please, because we got 15. You got to go quick. Go ahead.
Okay. We want onemoremission.com. We're asking retired police, firemen, vets, to get involved as observers in this election. Go to onemoremission.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process,
completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. This as his country continues to bomb Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying why didn't they ask him months ago to testify? At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers were working at least four separate crime scenes. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, along with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions. He's got the answers. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have this time together to, you know, kind of shoulder the bad news that keeps coming out that somehow, you know, the White House thinks that this is a surprise. Look at, you know, the inflation numbers is a snapshot of what's already happened. That's in the rearview mirror.
Well,
we're already looking forward in the windshield, and it doesn't look much brighter.
No, the producer price index came in much hotter than expected. They'd been looking for maybe 4%. It came in at 8.5%. That's what's in the windshield. That's what's coming to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, consumer price is still growing at 8% plus. So what that's doing is continuing to put more pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep raising rates. Their next meeting is November 2nd. Clearly, they're going to raise rates again. I think they're going to raise another 0.75 point, which would be the fourth one in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to slow the economy. And Biden says everything's just fine, basically. Inflation is not much of a problem. He said we may have a mild dip as a recession. This is going to be much more than mild. And the markets are saying that. Okay, that's why the stock market's been down so much. That's why interest rates have been up so much. That's why there's such tremendous strain overseas, particularly in the United Kingdom, which is the pound has just kind of collapsed over there, because all the central banks around the world are fighting the same thing, and it's causing a lot of pain. This is what the Federal Reserve wants: pain. Okay,
right.
They want to slow the housing market. They want more unemployment. They want earnings to come down. They want the stock market to come down. They want pain in order to bring inflation under control. Politicians don't like pain, so it's not a good combination.
Well, I mean, look, that's one way, isn't it, to answer the inflation issue, is to inject pain into the marketplace. How about if we just made some smart moves and started producing again?
Well, energy is part of it. And we're kind of in this embarrassing situation that President Biden went to Saudi Arabia in July, did his fist bump with Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, and everything was supposed to be fine. You know, we're going to keep production or maybe raise production so we can keep the prices under control. Prices started coming down. Oil went down into the high 70s. And then MBS says, oh, sorry about that. We're going to cut production by 2 million barrels a day, and oil's back into the 90s. So that fist bump didn't kind of work as well as Biden thought it would.
Yeah, and they're sitting in the back room just laughing and jeering because they saw Joe Biden come in on his knees.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, so this is a big win for them. Plus, on top of that, it inspires them all the more to get control of the petrodollar.
So this is at a time when you have such tremendous convulsions in the world with Russia, you know, an embargo on Russian oil, which is mostly going to India and China these days. The oil markets are in tremendous turmoil. And so what does OPEC do? They add more turmoil to it, and that's why oil prices are going back up. So we'd had a long time when gasoline prices were going down from over $5 to $3.50 or so. Now it's going to go back over $4. And one of the main talking points that Biden had going to elections is not going to be there anymore.
Exactly. So so what's going to be the response from, you know, America's legislators? I mean, it seems like they're not going to take this sitting down. I mean, fist bump or not, or, you know, all this dubiousness about working again with the Saudis. You know, the reality is they decided not to support the cause here. Right. And America has some cards. They have some leverage here against Saudi Arabia, do they not?
Well, some Congress people are talking about pulling troops out of Saudi Arabia. And of course, they're always worried about Iran. So we're kind of the defensive shield for them. And so that's kind of a retaliatory thing. We shouldn't be in this position at all, Bill. Okay, we should
of
be energy
not.
Independent. We should not be depending on what the Saudis do to us.
Every fifth grader in America exposed to CRT or not or other things that don't even matter to math know that we should not be in this situation right now, Jordan.
So the solution is to produce more oil domestically. Now, the Republicans certainly want to do that more. If they take over the Congress in November, they'll probably put some things forward to do that. Biden may or may not agree with it. His environmental wing certainly does not want to increase oil production at all. And that's providing a huge tax on the average working person at the pump.
You know, think about the numbers here, Jordan. The people there, these enviros, you know, that are putting all this pressure on Joe Biden. I mean, this is a small percentage, a small number of people. I mean, this is a totalitarian rule by a minority group. That Tulsi Gabbard, you know, even refers to them as warmongers.
Yes.
On top of that, just to, you know, add just a little bit more color. I mean, I don't see where they're helping America one iota here.
Well, in their view, what's more important is how fast the polar ice caps are melting compared to what you pay at the pump. That's more important to them. So you're right. It's a small group, but it's a very vocal and it's a very influential group within the Democratic Party. And
yeah, they've surrendered control. It's no wonder why Tulsi Gabbard said adios, and there's more and more Democrats. And, of course, they've had, you know, forget about that. We've got Hispanics, you got blacks, you got people leaving the Democratic Party in record numbers because it doesn't make sense anymore.
This is hurting the average person, not only directly at the pump, but indirectly, because when oil goes up, it's gone from the 70s now into the 90s, maybe on its way to 100. That means the cost of transportation of goods. So what you see at the supermarket is not just what you're buying, it's the transportation to get it there. So that goes up when oil prices go up. So, yes, this is a tax on the average working person, and they see it. And I think that they realize that Biden's not going to do anything about it. He's not going to encourage oil production. And even beyond that, refineries. We have not built a refinery in this country since the 1970s. Okay, so even if we produce more crude, we don't have the refineries to refine it.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things they could do, and just releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve doesn't solve anything. In fact, we've drained that reserve by about half to temporarily push prices down, but it's not any kind of long-term solution at all. It's just a very short-term
thing. Yeah, and the thing that's amazing is that here you are, in a sense, it's an abuse of that power and authority to use that oil, the reserve, in order to kind of mollify some political pressure, right? Because that is supposed to be used in the case of national emergencies. Being stupid is not a national emergency, although Joe Biden is kind of maybe redefining that idea, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was put in after the 1970s when we were caught short, when there was an embargo against oil to us. Right. And that's when you had lines around the block and tremendous shortages. We never wanted to be in that position again. So if there was an embargo against us, we would have preserves to get us through for a while. That is what we've drained by roughly half to push the price of gasoline down by a few pennies. It's not what it was designed for at all. And as you say, it's kind of a short-term political move to make things look better, but it was not supposed to be that. And at some point, we're going to have to rebuild that preserve.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And hopefully we don't have to build... And we don't have to build on it like we did at today's rates, unlike what Donald Trump did to restore it. You talk about cheap rates. I mean, it's almost like they paid us to fill up our reserve, right?
Well, briefly, oil, as you might remember, went to minus $37 a barrel. People had to be paid to take it off their hands. That's because the price went down so dramatically during COVID when there was so much less demand for oil.
Right.
But in the long run, I think oil price is going up because we are not making the investments now necessary to produce oil. It's not a quick thing. This takes years
of
development. And we are not making those investments now. So in the future, we're not going to have solar and wind cars, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
Okay, so we're going to need oil as far as the eye can see. And we're not making the investments now to make that happen.
So, Jordan, what do we do?
Treasury bonds. I think that's what you want to put your money in. I mean, the stock market's going to keep falling. You can get a 2-year treasury for about 4.7% today, almost 5%.
Wow.
And your money's not going to go down in value, and you're going to get yourself a 4 or 5% yield without having to worry about it. I think that's a good place to put your money.
That's a good idea. Where can the people go to ask you questions that you got answers to, buddy?
MoneyAnswers.com, and they can always email me, Jordan@MoneyAnswers.com.
There he is, the one and only and infamous Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars.
Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Equity America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got a regular from Dr. Phil's show, Dr. Charles Sophie, going to be joining us to talk about family values. Dr. Sophie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, appreciate the opportunity to talk about family values, a reset for trust, boundaries, and connection with your child. Why did you feel this book had to be written?
Well, I felt this had to be written because sitting as the medical director for L.A. County Child Services, the foster care system here, it's the largest in the country, I saw families who were suffering at the cause of this system and didn't need to be. And I also see in my private practice all kinds of populations and cultures. And families need help. And now, post-pandemic, they need help even more. They're going sideways.
Exactly.
And they're losing sight of the structure of a family.
I mean, you're talking thousands of stories of real-life people here that you deal with on a daily basis, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, they run the entire spectrum of these kids that have been affected by, things of life that you and I couldn't even imagine. But you're seeing this, and then you're trying to communicate it with everybody, going, look, we've got trouble here in River City. And how do you let people know how severe and critical this problem is?
Well, by doing what I'm doing with you on the phone and writing this book and being able to let people know not to be scared by a process that needs to happen so that they can get back on track, because it's not overwhelming, even though it may sound or feel that way.
Yeah, exactly, because if you're in a situation where you've got, let's just say for the lack of, trying to keep it simple, or for the need to keep it simple, is that, we all have dysfunction. I mean, that seems to be the common term in our families, some more, some less. And so often in this disposable culture we live in, we think it's easier just to kind of just, dispose of the problem as opposed to dealing with it.
Correct. And covering it up with substances or it coming out in domestic violence, they're not the answers for families, because longevity is what you want from your family and values in your family. And I just want people to know it's easy to get back on track. I've made up a two-step simple process so that they can just take an assessment and get on track and really just rebuild.
Mm-hmm. What is that process?
I call it the Sophie Method. The first step is called SWEEP. It's an acronym for 5 key areas of your life that need to be in balance. The first is sleep, for the S, S-W-E-E-P, sleep. quality and quantity of sleep for you as an individual and how you view that as your family. The W is work for you as a parent. What do you do those 8 hours or 10 hours a day? And is it purposeful? Are you happy? And for your child, looking at their academic setting, is it the right place for them to learn? And is it the social place for them? And the first E is about eating. Do you eat well? Good food. Feed your children good food. Are they hypoglycemic and not eating properly? And that's part of this. And do you eat as a family? The second E is about emotional expression, dealing with your emotions, learning how to do that, and teaching your children, and then emoting together. And then the P is play, hobbies and things you do yourself and things you do with others and your family and that kind of thing. Five areas to keep in balance. After that, you take an assessment, you make a roadmap as a family to see where you need to plug in things, and it doesn't have to be done overnight because you didn't get here overnight. But just something simple as looking at sleep will change the whole dynamic of your family.
Yeah, it's amazing that any one of those five, and as you say, and it's something that I often tell my children is that in a process, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. You know, some people, some type A's might want to attack all five of these issues all at the same time.
Right.
And I'm sure you probably caution them to say, hey, look, it's, just take little bites, right?
Correct. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight. Be patient. But starting the process is the biggest, toughest step. But that's what I want to take the fear out of.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, for you, as you have developed the SOFI method in the SWEEP acronym, this is awesome. This is a great tool here that you've come up with. And this is working. I mean, you've got empirical evidence that, look at it, if you're, you know, mindful of your sleep and your work, you know, being happy and fulfilled, which is quite interesting because I was reading a U.S. labor study here not that long ago, said that only about 10% of people at work today find themselves in a fulfilled position, you know, which I think is kind of sad, you know, but that's a whole other story unto itself. And then, of course, eating well and good food and diet and, you know, the emotional expression. Let's break emotional expression down, because you said it's mutual. You know, you need to be able to emote yourself, but also to hear the emotions of your family members, right?
Correct. And many parents find the toughest thing to do is to be able to just listen to their child, whether they're ranting and raving or tantruming or screaming. There's nothing wrong with listening to your child and respectfully talking to them when they're done or asking them to calm down and then we can talk. But showing them the respect you would want them to show you, because you're their role model no matter what. And they will do whatever you're going to do. So that's the hardest thing for a parent to want to listen. But if you could listen, that's 50% of the battle.
Especially, you know, from a parent who is used to fixing things, right? Because we want to get on to solution. This is what I'm guilty of. I will admit that, you know, my son emotes and it's just like my guts are being twisted and I want to get to the solution. I want to get behind it. Okay, I get it. You don't need, you know, we've already heard the story five times. But that's what they need to do. If it's, you know, the same old thing and you go in a cycle, you just gotta, it's wearing. It's a challenge. But I can admit that on the other side of it, you feel, okay, it was worth it.
Yes, because they need to be shown that respect to talk and to show their emotions in a safe way. Otherwise, they don't feel emotionally safe, and then they don't want to deal with you anymore. And then they start to shut you out, and they have an inner world going on that you don't know about. And it's the toughest job of parenting is listening.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking family values. Reset Trust Boundaries and Connection with Your Child is a new book by a 20-year contributor to Dr. Phil. Dr. Charles SOFI is our guest. You speak of five essentials of a family portrait and what makes them essential. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. I parallel that, getting a portrait of your family, as a process of building something that will then stay as a tradition and a value in your family. And just like coming together as a group of people to decide what you're going to wear, where you're going to do the setting, and what you're going to cover it with, glass, plastic, whatever, what kind of frame and where you're going to hang it are all the key essentials of building a group project that's going to stay forever in your family and hang on a wall. Mm. It's the same thing as doing this two-step process will give you the values and the structure that your children will then carry on, and you don't have to go through this again, and they won't have to go through this. They'll have stuff to take with them that's healthy.
I like that idea. Isn't that awesome? I mean, because, again, the power
of a photo, a picture that we even imagine in our own minds what that looks like, that is something we can come back to time and again and revisit, right?
Right, and you'll sit there and say, oh, my God, remember that day when your hair wouldn't do the way it needed to do, or, you know, I ripped my dress, or, you know, right. It's memories, and it's values, and it's tradition, and it's things I will carry on forever.
Yeah, exactly. And because they do have that long-lasting effect, they really are essential, aren't they?
They're worth it. They're a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, as they say. How about some tips or tools for communicating, connecting, and being a role model to raise these confident and capable children that we all want?
It's difficult because parents come with their own stuff that they don't really sift through to understand. And many parents will say to me, oh, I'm just going to do the exact opposite of what my parents did because I didn't like what they did. Well, that's the exact way to become your parents that you don't want to be becoming. So you need to take self-inventory. So there's some questionnaires in the book. And then you do your sweep on yourself and you sweep your kids. And once you have yourself in line as much as you can, then you become the parent you want to be. And you're not going to run into the things that you don't want to be or have experienced in your past. So being a role model has to be cleaned up first so that you know who you want to be. And then, you know, you can be the best parent you want.
Yeah, and I like what you're saying here in terms of focus. I mean, we become that which we focus on. So even focusing on the negative produces the very thing we don't want, just like you said, right?
Exactly. Everybody says, I'm going to do the opposite. Well, guess what? That's what you're going to end up doing then.
Yeah,
I know.
It was an interesting story. It was about a baseball game. It was a World Series game. And it was a coach had gone to the pitcher and said, whatever you do, do not throw this guy high and tight. That is chum bait for him. He will take you long. So make sure you don't throw it high and tight. So what does the pitcher remember?
High and tight.
High and tight. And guess where the ball goes? High and tight.
High and tight.
And over the fence.
Right.
So, right? So, to your point, exactly. This is, you know, it reminded me of that story again. It came to mind. I go, oh, that's right. That's exactly what happened. So, we focus on the negative. We get the negative, and we wonder, what the heck's wrong? Well, hey, it's all about reassessing what it is that we're focusing on.
Right. Because otherwise, you run right into it.
It's amazing. Oh, we're really not all that complicated as we think, are we?
No, we're not. That's why I wanted to make it simple.
That's great. Well, this is awesome. So what is the one thing that you hope readers, Dr. Sophie, will take away, you know, from your book?
That it's never too late to be a better parent or to be the parent you want to be. And every child deserves a great parent. And no matter if you have an adult child or a child, it's never too late to be who you need to be. And they deserve it.
Exactly. And so do you. Family Values. It's all about resetting trust, boundaries, and connection with your child. It's a new book by a 20-year contributor to Dr. Phil. Dr. Charles Sophie has been with us. Dr. Sophie, again, thank you so much. The book is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. You're awesome. Appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.